This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A number of European leaders attended a ceremony in Berlin today at a site where one of the last remaining parts of the Berlin Wall stands as a reminder of a dark past. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on the 30th anniversary of the wall's political and physical collapse.
The 1989 protests and a stream of people fleeing East Germany piled pressure on the country's communist government to open its borders to the West and ultimately end the nation's post-war division. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking at a memorial service in a small chapel near where the wall once stood, said no wall that keeps people out and restricts freedom is so high or so wide that it can't be broken down. She reminded that the fight for freedom worldwide isn't over yet. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A burial was held today for the last of nine Americans who died in this week's ambush killings of three women and six children in Sonora, Mexico. It has been a week of deep sadness for families and friends of the victims, and no doubt for large numbers of others as well. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has our report.
It's the third burial in as many days. Julian LeBaron says people are devastated and angry. His cousin Renita Miller was one of the victims.
They call them nine angels, you know, there's women and kids. We just can't understand.
Christina Langford is the last of them to be buried. Officials and community members say she jumped from her vehicle, waving her arms to show she was no threat. But the attackers shot her twice in the heart. Her seven-month-old daughter was found unharmed in her car seat. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected China's claim that Beijing and Washington have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said on Friday he has not agreed to anything for now, and so the economic warfare continues. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The House of Representatives goes public with its impeachment inquiry into President Trump's conduct in office next week before a national television audience. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the drama contained in the transcripts of private testimony.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia advisor Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they'd need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Mr. Trump next week welcomes Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House. The visit comes just weeks after Turkey launched an armed assault on Kurdish fighters in Syria, longtime allies of the United States against Islamic State terrorists. U.S. lawmakers from both parties have slammed the president for what they consider his green light for Ankara's Syria incursion, his plan to withdraw U.S. troops from Kurdish borderlands. The U.N. Children's Fund warns that essential humanitarian programs for hundreds of thousands of children in Syria will have to be cut because it's run out of cash. Marixi Mercado is a UNICEF spokesperson.
With temperatures dropping quickly, UNICEF's aim is to provide 578,000 children 0 to 14 years old in camps, shelters, host communities, and areas of acute need with crucial winter clothing. At this point, we have funds for 356,000 children. Without additional funding, 220,000 children will go without.
People in Paradise, California have marked a year since one of the most devastating wildfires in state history almost destroyed the town. The goal now is to rebuild. Here's AP's Ed Donahue.
The pause lasted 85 seconds, 1 second for each person who was killed. Artist Jesse Mercer says the fire has been devastating.
It's so quiet here. I miss hearing garage doors open and kids playing and cars.
But Mercer says Paradise is rebuilding.
And I hear noise. And today I hear a roar.
Nine homes have been rebuilt so far. Many more building permits are being approved. And local traditions like Johnny Appleseed Days go on to encourage people to come back to Paradise. I'm Ed Donahue.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.